When satanic attacks seem to be coming from virtually every angle in life, will you trust in and strap on the impenetrable full armor of God? The truest test of faith. June 1st, 2022. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Monkeypox is stealing the headlines right now, but COVID-19 is still out there. It's not going anywhere. And the psychopaths who intentionally released this bioweapon will continue to use COVID-19 to crush your freedom and individual liberties. They'll use these dangerous and deadly shots being falsely referred to as safe and effective vaccines, and the deadly, murderous hospital protocols that doctors have been using to kill people aren't going away. Horror stories from the side effects of the Pfizer shot and the Moderna shot and Remdesivir are still happening, and we're doing our best to keep you informed about all of it. Vera Brooks and her husband, Rod, will be joining us live from the hospital in just a moment. They believe that they've been victims of the intentional recklessness and perhaps even attempted murder plot by their hospital. Their story started all the way back in September of last year when Rod went to the hospital with severe COVID symptoms. Now, at first, Rod looked like he was going to start improving. But they believe that Rod was basically tricked into going into the ICU and being placed on the deadly Remdesivir protocol. Anthony Fauci's death serum that Dr. Brian Artis has made compelling arguments is actually envenomation. Basically, from the very moment that the first dose of Remdesivir hit him, Rod's body has been falling apart in just about every way possible. During Rod's stay in the hospital, he suffered total organ failure, pneumonia, a MRSA staph infection, a urinary tract infection, and malnutrition. He's had 3 heart attacks. He's been put into 3 comas and has suffered a stroke. It's a miracle that Rod is still alive right now. And the fact that he isn't due to his doctors, but due to his wife. If doctors had had their way, Rod would be dead. During Rod's stay in the hospital, Vera says that she's been bombarded with pressure to give a do not resuscitate order, which would allow the doctors to leave him to die. She says that at one point they applied this pressure for a week straight. Rod says he was routinely treated like trash by the staff of the hospital. He'd be ignored for long periods of time. At one point, out of desperation, he wrote a sign reading, quote, "Help," and held it up. But the staff passing by his window ignored him. At one point, his ventilator alarm sounded for 40 minutes before someone came in to check it. By the time anyone showed up, Rod was turning blue. His room was rarely cleaned, so there were feces on his bed rails and on the floor. Rod was put on dialysis, but then left unattended for huge stretches of time, including while the dialysis alarm went off. Noticing a pattern here? Anytime Rod begged for water, they refused. Vera has kept notes over the past 8 months, and some of her notes are absolutely devastating. On October 8th, Vera wrote to herself, quote, "I can't believe this is happening. It's ludicrous and heartbreaking. Where do I go for help when the place we ran to for help is trying to kill him?" The place they ran for help, by the way, was St. Luke's Hospital in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. In the months since, thanks to Rod's mistreatment, things have gotten worse and worse and worse. Vera needs to care for Rod 24/7. She had to teach herself how to change his IV bags, but his decline has continued. His toes and fingers are necrotic and are being left to self-amputate. Since his liver is a mess, he's unable to eat almost any kind of food and has to survive on Ensure protein drinks. Rod has lost about 70 pounds of weight, dropping from 218 pounds to barely 150. However, he found the strength he has, and Rod and Vera join us now from the hospital. Thank you so much for being here, both of you. We appreciate it.
Hello. Thank you.
Thank you.
And all that's true. We got it all documented and everything. We're not making anything up. I'm sitting here, my body's wrecked because of this.
This is only an eighth of what St. Luke said to him.
Yeah.
There's over 350 pages, and I read them all.
And I was never sick, hospitalized, or anything before this. I was super strong. I rode my motorcycle every day, even in the wintertime, you know.
So the obvious question is, why are you still there?
I'm not at St. Luke's. I'm at a different hospital right now. And they're looking at my liver. My stomach is so dang hard, you wouldn't believe it.
They never detoxed him. They don't even know what detox is.
Yeah, they never got this poison out of my body.
We have thousands of nurses reaching out. We'll tell them to give you this, like vitamin C and different medications to help him detox. And nobody wants to give him this.
Yeah.
They want to do their own. I said, I don't care about the numbers. I don't care about your opinion. This is what we want to give him. And they won't.
And prior to this, I just talked to the GI doctor. The last thing he said is maybe a transplant of my liver. And I've never been operated on before.
He was perfectly healthy. He never got vaccinated. Only one vaccination, and that's it, because he got sick. So he never got vaccinated after that.
Yeah.
And October 1st, they were going to send him home. October 2nd, they were going to discharge him to go home. And I have a picture where he looks good. And I was texting him and FaceTiming him. And all of a sudden, his phone went dead. I couldn't reach him.
Okay, nobody, so what is it that has done all of this to you, Rod? What has caused this to happen?
Remdesivir.
They gave it to him. Nobody asked for permission. They gave him remdesivir October the 1st when he came in already having problems. And then they intubated him, already having problems breathing. They had him on fentanyl, morphine, Oxycontin, Xanax, ketamine, chemotherapy.
Yeah, all that stuff.
And the IV. There's so many, what we would call out here in the streets, drugs, but they gave him like lethal doses of it. They were trying to kill him, and every time he would try to wake up, they wrote on his chart, he's agitated. We had to resedate him. We had to put him in a coma, induce a coma.
Yeah.
And it's all in the records.
And I was just waking up. I was wiggling my feet, wiggling my hands and stuff. They're like, oh, look, he's getting agitated. We got to put him back under again. So I went right back down the hill I went.
We've seen this death protocol playing out all over the country. We first started these stories with Scott Quiner, who didn't make it because of the irreparable, irreversible damage that was done by Merciless Hospital in Coon Rapids, Minnesota, before he finally made it down to Texas as a result of the pressure put on by this program and by the Stu Peters tribe, who cares a great deal about their fellow brothers and sisters in Christ and other human beings. How did you finally manage to get out of St. Luke's Hospital? And do you feel like the damage is just too far for you to make a recovery?
I think the damage is, like, on my feet is too far for me to make a recovery, because one of the toes is almost like completely gone where it meets the new flesh. It's almost completely gone. It's going to fall off. And so is the one next to it. So it's like, that's another terror you got to live to, waking up and your toes are gone.
Rod, what was your health condition like before you arrived at the hospital with these symptoms of this bioweapon, COVID-19?
My health condition was excellent. I was as strong as an ox. I was curling 40 pounds with one arm, because the job I have is physically strenuous. So I was working out and everything, and I was very healthy, riding my motorcycle every day. I can't stress that enough. I ride that all the time. It's got 127,000 miles on it.
Vera, there's a picture behind you of Rod prior to going in the hospital. Can you bring that closer to the screen and show the audience exactly what it is that Rod looked like prior to coming into the hospital? Look at that. Rod, how old are you, by the way?
I'm 59 years old, just had a birthday.
59 years old. In this picture, you weighed over 200 pounds. The two of you are happy there. You now weigh less than 150 pounds, or barely 150 pounds at all.
Yeah.
This is a direct result of the murderous protocols in these hospitals. Vera, did they separate you from Rod when they were giving all of these, drugs?
They separated him the first day. The first day I dropped him off because he couldn't, I didn't drop him off. I dropped him off by the emergency and I said he needs a wheelchair because he can't breathe. So I went to park my truck. As soon as I got back, they says, you can't come in. He's highly infectious. He's, we have to quarantine and isolate him. And, you can't come in. Nobody can come in. So I wasn't able to see him.
But, how long did they keep you apart?
Till October 25th, I was able to Zoom, but the nurses always made it clear to just give me a hard time because I was advocating for him. So depending on what nurse, sometimes they would put me on Zoom, sometimes they wouldn't. We can't, he's sleepy. There was
Rod,
always
were
some
you,
excuse.
During this time, Rod, were you able to communicate? Were you conscious?
I couldn't talk. I couldn't write. I could hear and reach out and mouth words and stuff, and that's it.
Did you ever consent to this treatment yourself, Rod?
I didn't send myself there, no.
No, did you consent to the remdesivir treatment?
Oh, hell no. Heck no, I did not.
And would you have? I mean, did you know anything about remdesivir beforehand?
No, because the day before, whatever, I was perfectly good, ready to go home. And they wanted to keep me for observation.
Stop. This changes everything. So we knew that you were improving by the emails that you sent to the show and to our producers, but you were virtually ready to go home before they gave you this remdesivir treatment. Let me tell you why, because they hadn't been able to cash in on the big bonuses that they get from the taxpayer and the federal government for killing you and for giving you this remdesivir treatment and the ventilator. They make over $100,000 per patient. Those receipts have been exposed on this program before. Vera, did you ever consent to any of this treatment?
I told him to stop on October the 4th. I said, whatever it is you guys are doing, I says, you guys are trying to kill my husband. He was going to go home. And now you just told me that his heart's going to stop tonight. Like, how do you know his heart's going to stop tonight on October the 4th? They told me this early in the morning. So I went to the hospital that same day. That's that same day that his dialysis machine was ringing for 40 minutes and his ventilator machine, he was having a cardiac arrest and he was turning blue and purple. I was looking for someone. I even have a video of that. I was desperately looking for someone. I couldn't find anybody. So all I could do was look through the glass window, hoping he wouldn't die. And when the doctors, the virologists and everybody came and spoke to me, they wanted to do a treatment. And I says, they told me about a treatment. I don't remember what the name is, but it was on October 4th conversation. And I says, if this was your mother, what would you do? If this was your mother in there, what would you do? Well, if my mother had no chance of surviving, I would do it. So I said, okay. Damn. So I said, okay, then I would. And then the scientist, the virologist approached Kenneth Swanson. He approached the scientist and I heard him in the background, but my ears are just like hypersensitive. Like I heard everything. I understood everything that was going on. And I heard him in the background. Well, I don't think he's a good candidate. He's got kidney failure and all of this. And the virologist, Kenneth, kept trying to insist the scientist. And the scientist says, no, it's just being tested in Europe and Africa. And so, and it's just an experiment. It's not FDA approved or whatever. And he won't survive. But I heard him in the background. I says, wait a minute. Are you talking about the same medicine or treatment that you just introduced me to? Because if that's the case, my husband doesn't want to be an experiment. You guys have to stop today. This was October the 4th. They continued and continued this whole, he was a lab rat.
And I never consented to it.
The hospital that you're at now, are they treating you better? Are they giving you the treatment that you desire?
Oh, we wanted to have, I said, he needs to be detoxed. I continue to stress that they don't know what detox is here. So again, we're still in the waiting game.
Like, but there's no abuse or anything like that happening. I mean, you're getting nutrition, you're getting water. I mean, the basic necessities for life.
Yeah.
You are being denied at St. Luke's Hospital. I mean, this is absolutely horrific that there are people going into a hospital for help. Like you wrote in your journal, this is the place that I came for help and they're trying to kill my husband. This is murder for money. This is killing for cash. And your story is being repeated millions of times all over the planet. And people believe that this is as a result of COVID-19, which virtually kills nobody. People are dying of murder in the hospitals. That is what's happening. Stay away from these death traps by any means necessary.
Definitely.
And believe me, we're going to put the contact information for St. Luke's Hospital on the screen right now. And the Stu Peter Show tribe is going to make sure that the Stu crew is heard loud and clear by these murderers over at St. Luke's Hospital who really were trying to kill you for a paycheck. In addition to that, we're going to continue praying for you. I'm running out of time, but do you guys have any kind of a crowdfunding account set up, a give, send, go, or anything like that that can help you out?
I try to send something up with Christian and get some GoFundMe.
Well, if you get one and if you put one together, make sure that you let us know because we'll be more than happy to share that information in the meantime.
Well, they knocked it down though. They knocked it down because what I put on there, they were trying to murder my husband. So nobody is taking our story for contribution. They won't let us set an account.
Yeah, we just got evicted yesterday.
And we just got evicted by some refugees that just came to this country in 2019. And they don't even speak English. Like, how did they get a $300,000 house? They get $900 in food stamps. They get energy assistance. And here, my husband, he comes from a family of World War II veterans, Korean War, Vietnam, yeah. Italian War. And look at how they treat an American citizen with roots, you know,
to this country.
So now we're facing eviction July 31st. It's like it's never ending. This nightmare just continues.
It's like an avalanche.
So we need help. I'm doing this by myself.
Desperately need help.
We need help. Our bills are piling up. St. Luke's are sending us bills. It's over $200,000.
200 grand to try to kill you.
Yeah,
as soon as the show is off the air, here at 7 p.m. Eastern, I'm going to be giving you guys a call. I'll get your number from Witski, my executive producer, and we're going to figure something out, some way to help you, and then we're going to publish that far and wide. I'm out of time here. Rod and Vera, thank you so much. We're going to be praying for you. God bless you. More of the Stu Peter Show continues in just 60 seconds. Go nowhere.
Uncle Sam says you're a terrorist if you know vaccines are dangerous, but the real Osama bin Boosted are getting sick, and Fauci can't hide it. One man has had enough of the madness. There's a sheriff coming after the shot shills.
I'm going after them individually. Every single one of them, individually. I'm coming after you. Every one of them I am.
Christopher Key has founded Vaccine Police, and he will arrest tyranny.
Then they can be hung up. And they can be executed. So this stops. It stops here, guys. Let's go in.
Vaccine mandates for kids. No. Mask mandates for little Mikey. Heck no. School boards have been put on notice.
No man is evil. And I know man is all about money and power.
It's open season on treason. Vaccine police are on patrol. Old Bill Clutchill, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when vaccine police come for you? Support the resistance. Go to vaccinepolice.com. Forget the woo flu. Back the blue. Vaccinepolice.com.
They're trying to snatch it all. Your bodily autonomy. The right to decide what goes into your body. Snatching your right to try in the hospital. They're snatching your kids. They're snatching your individual liberties, your constitutional, inherent, inalienable, God-given rights. They're going to snatch your money. They're going to steal everything that you've worked hard for, even harder to save. Call my good friends at Gold Co. and protect your retirement savings with physical gold and silver. Call 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. When you do, you'll receive up to $10,000 or more in free silver with a qualified account. Gold Co. has already helped thousands of people to protect their retirement savings against tax hikes and hyperinflation and government theft. Protect yourself with physical gold and silver. Call my good friends at Gold Co. 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. It's Wednesday, and for those of you that have been around, you know what Wednesday is. It's a Stu Peter Show tribe favorite. It's time for Ask Dr. Jane. Dr. Jane Ruby joins us now to answer your questions that you can submit to her in Telegram, t.me/StuPeters. And by the way, it's not only a Stu Peter Show tribe favorite, it's also a Mike Lindell favorite, which is why it's powered by MyPillow.com. If you want huge discounts, though, by the way, go to MyPillow.com/Stu, then double up on your discounts. Get more than like 65% off site-wide when you use promo code Stu at MyPillow.com/Stu. Dr. Jane, do you have the MyPillow slippers, the My Slippers?
I do, Stu. I have the pink ones that are slip-ons, and it's like walking on fur.
Yeah, that's really cute, the pink ones. I mean, you can wear these things inside or outside. I wear them all the time, virtually the most comfortable things that I've ever put on my feet. So Dr. Jane is here for Ask Dr. Jane, and we have the first question here. Do you have any information on EvuShield?
Yeah, this is, I'm going to come out and just say it. This is an AstraZeneca product. It was emergency use authorized, Stu, by the FDA recently. And I have to tell you, this is an illegal authorization.
Yeah, I don't know anything about it. I've never even heard of this thing.
I'll tell you what it is. It's you know, we're getting all these nuanced products because they want to overload us with so much medication that they want us to believe we need. EvuShield is a long-acting monoclonal antibody combination of two monoclonal antibodies, tixagivimab and silgivimab. Okay, they're always mab at the end.
Come again.
But here's the point. I've told the audience for months now, the nature of monoclonal antibodies is they're very temporary. It's like you bring in an army for the day when you're sick. It's like renting antibodies. It makes you better, but you don't get to keep them and you don't get any immunity. Well, they must have been listening to you and me, to be honest with you, because they actually, like, emergency-based came up with that's like an oxymoron, long-acting monoclonal antibodies. Like when you're borrowing something, no, you don't own it if you're borrowing it, right? So it's a crime. It's indicated, watch this, for what they call, quote, pre-exposure prevention of C19, okay, in certain individuals. Now, first of all, Stu, it's absurd. Pre-exposure prevention? They can't even prevent any kind of flu with the regular bioweapon mRNA injections. They completely come out and tell us that it's not effective at preventing it, but you're just going to have less hospitalizations and less incidences of death. Please give me a break. This is a crime, Stu. It's a direct violation of FDA regulations. It's indicated for this tiny little, you know, population that they will then, of course, expand to all of us. The tiny population, watch this, is 12-year-olds and up if you're 88 pounds or more, number one. And number two, if you have, watch this, Stu, because it's tricky, if you have a past history of severe adverse event reactions to C19 vaccinations. Wow, you see how they're like pulling everybody
in? I've got a great
idea
for pre-exposure prevention. How about you ignore it, you turn off the TV that rots the brain, and you don't drink the water and don't go anywhere near a hospital that introduces murderous death protocols in remdesivir, which is what everybody is dying from, because virtually nobody is dying from COVID-19, the fake engineered weak bioweapon that came out of Wuhan, China, and was intentionally released on the world to push you towards these shots and things like EvuShield, which is now what I'm going to refer to it as. EvuShield.
EvuShield. I love it. Too.
All right. Nancy D. So that's my preventative suggestion for you. Turn off the TV. It rots the brain.
Pre-exposure prevention.
Hi, Dr. Jane Ruby. Do you think monkeypox is growing in numbers because most of the vaxxed have ruined their immunity? Yes. Short answer, yes, I do.
Well, to me, those are two questions because, yes, those who have taken the shots are in a process right now of degrading their immune systems. But the monkeypox issue, to be honest with you, even the Canadian government saw the fraud in that, and they're corrupted to the nines. And they discovered that 95% of the reported or presumptive monkeypox cases up there are actually shingles. So we don't really know what it is. There's no diagnostic test. If they're going to try to tell you that they use the PCR. So when you're told that the monkeypox numbers are climbing, be very skeptical, because I believe that's a lie. And I believe there is no diagnostic quick test for monkeypox. And it presents almost exactly like shingles.
Yeah. COVID-19, everything was based on cases, right?
Right.
The number of cases. They were using cases constantly on the CNN and the Fox News and all of the other network screens of these lying people that are bought off by Vanguard and BlackRock. And they were using to determine the amount of cases to scare the hell out of you and push you towards these shots, They were using a failed recalled PCR test that produces 97% false positives. And if there's no mechanism for testing for monkeypox other than to physically observe somebody who has lesions or sores, you're going to have to prove to me that this isn't a result of antibody-dependent enhancement or vaccine-induced AIDS, and that these aren't the intended consequences of all of these people who have received two or three or four or five shots that you people have come out with, you psychopaths trying to kill mass amounts of people. Lonnie Try Again says, can a COVID-vaxxed person transmit the vax poison by skin touch, like shaking hands?
I'm going to use the words of Pfizer in their own investigators brochure document that said that the two mechanisms of what they referred to as transference and what we are interpreting as shedding, the two modes of that happening are skin to skin contact and inhalation. Now, they didn't get specific beyond that, but that's their word. So yes, Lonnie, yes.
So if somebody's respirating on you, your likelihood of contracting whatever is being shed, whether it's the spike protein,
correct,
or whatever it is,
or lipid nanoparticle, hydrogel material,
venom. Correct. I mean, we don't know, and really, honestly, it doesn't matter. The fact is, it's dangerous, and whatever it is that you're getting as a result of being around people who have accepted this inoculation, if you are a pure blood, doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good. You get headaches, you get nausea, you get hangover symptoms, you get these sores and lesions, and then all of a sudden rashes, and now you're a monkeypox case. So, I mean, just stay away from these people. I mean, honestly, look, I'm a Jesus-believing Christian and a follower and a fearer of God, okay? And I believe that God can work miracles, and I really do believe that we're going to be victorious here. And I hate the fact that I have to sit here and say, look, your family members that didn't listen to you. I have it in my own family. Okay, I mean, this is the Stu Peters show, and hello, I'm Stu Peters, and I have immediate family members who, despite my fight and yours and getting the word out about this, have gone and said, yeah, Stu doesn't know what the hell he's talking about, and gone and done this, and of course they regret it because now their health is deteriorating and their bodies are falling apart completely. So I understand, I can empathize with everybody who has family members and friends and loved ones and acquaintances and neighbors and you know, fellow parishioners or people in your church congregation that have done this, and you're like, oh man, I really don't want to be around this person. And yes, it sucks. It sucks really bad. And I'm not trying to demonize the people who went out and were misled or were indoctrinated or were lied to and went out and got this thing. I don't want to say that, look, these people are evil or that they're somehow lesser persons. I don't believe that. I believe that people made a mistake. I believe that people sometimes willingly made a mistake in complete defiance of people like us that are out here saying this, that we were wild and crazy conspiracy theorists. And now they're all like, you know, coming to the realization they all have jab remorse. But being in a position where I'm having to tell you to stay away from your family is not a position that I revel in, that I find joy in. Believe me, that's not what I'm doing here. So I don't know. I'm going to leave it up to you. But the health risks are there. It's evidentiary backed, you know, that, look, this is, shedding is real. And yes, it does cause problems, and it does cause, you know, negative side effects on people who haven't been injected. Whether or not it's long-lasting or permanent or how dangerous it is, I mean, I guess the court is open and the jury is out on that, right? I mean, so we don't really know. Just be cautious.
You know, one glimmer of hope, Stu, is that the CEO of Pfizer, all during the week of the WEF meetings, has been complaining over various sessions that he's got stockpiling, you know, vials and doses. And he said that there's a compliance problem when you get beyond the first two doses. Less and less are taking the third booster and the fourth booster. And I thought, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for that. So that's a glimmer of hope that people are waking up.
Okay, so the next question is kind of somewhat related here. It's from Moni. It says, Dr. Jane, many singles want to know if there's a way to safely date a vaxxed person.
You know, the honest answer right now, scientifically, is I don't know, but I wouldn't take the chance. If you've had any symptoms being around the jabbed, and we now know that there was a concern in that, I'm going to go back to that Pfizer investigators brochure. It was specifically warning researchers that if you have people that are partners and one gets the jab, the exposure, and then is in close contact with their spouse or partner, the partner, especially if it's a woman of childbearing age, is going to be in danger. So, I mean, it doesn't get better than hearing directly from the criminals themselves. Yeah. So I'd be careful. Very careful.
And again, it just sucks. That. It sucks really bad.
It's bad.
Believe me, I know. The dating pool has been significantly reduced.
Yes.
So, and also,
it wasn't great to begin with.
Just putting aside the physical side effects and being lethargic and feel like you're worn down or got hit by a bus or a Mack truck and, you know, headaches and whatever else might happen, or things that are more severe like being sterile or causing infertility. Some of these things are, you know, quite worrisome and concerning. But aside from that, you then have the psychological aspect of all of this, right? Do you really want to be dating someone that makes decisions like that? Right?
That's a good point.
I'm going to go out despite all of the warnings, despite all of the information available on these things, despite the fact that they were rushed out, despite the fact that the media is suppressing any information against them, despite the fact that globalists and evil psychopaths and transhumanist sycophants are pushing this thing on me, despite the fact that there's evidence that 5G is somehow connected to this thing, all of this, graphene oxide, you name it, venom, whatever it is, despite all of that, No. I'm going to go and do this because Lord St. Fauci said to.
Stu, that's a really incredible point. I really don't want to gloss over it. And in fact, in the third segment of my show, which immediately follows yours today, I actually have a bombshell revelation from a bunch of pilots that have come forward to say that no pilots had to take, we'll talk about this later, but no pilots had to take this. They actually had the option to opt out, and they were giving 100% almost across American Airlines and United, giving them religious exemptions. But that's the dirty little secret. They took it for the money. And I'm saying, when getting back to your point, do you want to be with people that made a decision based on that, that didn't go and do the due diligence, and it's all out there?
All right. Well, anyways, this isn't going to be couples therapy on the Stu Peters show. but anyway, okay. Right. So John Heath, the final question for today, have the things found by the embalmers yet been analyzed?
Very interesting question. And the reason I thought this would be good for the audience is because I do have a couple of minor updates. The embalmer that I am most in touch with, I know there are many others and they have talked to me, but the one that I'm most in touch with is Mr. Richard Hirschman, a 20-year board certified embalmer who originally came forward with the pictures and the videos and the most recent ones. He reports to me, Stu, that he has tried through many different doctors and researchers and scientists, but no one seems to follow through. And I'm just going to share the information that he shared with me, with Dr. Ryan Cole, who back in March was on a podcast with Steve Kirsch saying, I'm busy. It's March and I'm going to try to get to it. Well, that was four or five months ago. He still hasn't done it. And neither has anyone else at Mr. Hirschman. Now he's looking for less visible researchers and scientists with labs to do it quietly, because apparently the frontline doctors don't want to touch it.
A lot of people have tried to warn me off of Steve Kirsch. You know what? I like this guy.
Yeah, me too.
I really do. I like this guy. I like his yellow shirt. He's always with a yellow shirt on this program. I don't know.
I think he's running interference, but that's just my opinion. And I don't believe that anyone who was previously on the left can make a 180 degree. I could be wrong. I'll apologize, but I don't buy it.
Well, we'll see if he has a response to that. I just happen to like the guy. I feel like I'm a pretty damn good judge of character. Now, some of the people that he associates with, warning flags there. And the people like John O'Looney, or the people like the inventor of this mRNA technology, who, by the way, published 8 research papers because of publish or perish, because he wanted to get paid, Dr. Robert Malone. You know, when he came on this program and said, I'd like to be able to tell you this, but I can't because they'll come after me. Or I'd like to be able to say the whole truth, but I can't because, of the people who hold my license. It's disgusting. So, that's disgusting. That creates a constitutional crisis, because we now have entities that are holding blackmail, bribery material over the people who could say the whole truth and literally save billions of lives. But no, instead, he feels the pressure to not say the truth. And to me, that's disgusting.
I think there's more than that to it. I'm just going to end by saying I called it from the beginning. Nobody believed me. I was told recently by one of the three DOD whistleblowers that Tom Rentz revealed in the January 24th Ron Johnson hearing that Dr. Malone still has two live contracts for more vaccines with the DOD. We know this is a DOD operation. It has been from the beginning. So red flag on the field, red flag on the field.
Yeah. Caution flag, at least. Yes. Dr. Jane Ruby, ask Dr. Jane, send your questions to her in Telegram, t.me/StuPeters. It's all powered by MyPillow.com. Use promo code Stu for huge savings and get a pair of my slippers. Dr. Jane, thank you so much for being here. Appreciate it. God bless you.
Thank you, Stu.
So if you're down with the Stu crew, if you really are a part of this tribe, I need you to go to dominanceondemand.com because we're not going to have any weak brains out here, okay? These are the brain supplements from Newtopia, 100% safe, non-addictive, 100% legal. The brain supplements that are like a switch for your brain. No more excuses talking about, oh, I can't remember that, or I just need a cup of coffee before I can get my day going, or a shot of caffeine, or let me hit the snooze button like 10 or 15 or 20 times before I get my brain working every morning. No. DominanceOnDemand.com. I need you to have a dominant brain and be able to process all of the information that we are taking in and be able to disseminate and make decisions and commit. DominanceOnDemand.com. Be a dominant force for the Stu crew. Go to DominanceOnDemand.com. Make sure that you tell them that Stu Peters sent you when you go to DominanceOnDemand.com. Well, we busted them and we exposed the receipts proving that there was a war game for monkeypox. So now the Nuclear Threat Initiative has been forced to respond now that the entire world, or at least the Stu Peters tribe, knows about last year's monkeypox outbreak simulation. Quote, following the recent detection of monkeypox cases across multiple countries, NTI's report on the exercise has appeared in a number of social media outlets, noting that the fictional scenario featured by monkeypox outbreak with a start date that roughly coincides with the current ongoing outbreak. Some social media activity has included disinformation about our exercise. Unquote. So that's what NTI wants everyone to believe. They claimed that it was all about raising awareness for a disease that until about, 10 minutes ago, was completely irrelevant. It was all about raising awareness, yet nobody at all was aware of this until the actual outbreak came, right on schedule, chosen by NTI, which got money from the Gates Foundation to carry out its simulation. So now just watch for Twitter and YouTube to suppress all of the mentions of this simulation as disinformation, when the entire supposed purpose of the simulation was awareness. Clay Clark is an author and host of the Thrive Time Show podcast. He's come on this show several times in the past to talk about the efforts by globalists to control the lives of everyone in every way possible worldwide. And Clay joins us now. Clay, thank you so much for coming. So awareness is the objective. But if you talk about this, we're going to shut it down.
Well, Stu, this document was presented to me by numerous doctors and researchers on the Reawaken America tour about 12 months ago. And I thought to myself, you know what? This was just like the Rockefeller plan, which prophesied COVID-19. But I said, you know what? I'm not going to call you. I'm not going to call anybody and try to make breaking news or share this information until it actually happens. So I actually set in my Google calendar, in my DuckDuckGo, these things called Google alerts. So anytime that the word monkeypox gets referenced, you get sent an email. And sure enough, starting mid-May, all of a sudden, monkeypox outbreaks and concerns began being announced. Simultaneously, Bill Gates announces the need for a worldwide global health task force team, kind of a SWAT team to stop pandemics during a TED Talks. And then Helen Clark of the World Economic Forum said that during the next pandemic, they're going to be able to need, the World Health Organization needs the power to deploy people on site in countries throughout the world to stop the spread of the next pandemic. And so when you put it together, you see, okay, monkeypox, Bill Gates says we need a new task force. The World Economic Forum is announcing why the World Health Organization needs more powers. Stu, you can see it's Plandemic Part 2, and the date that they have said in their document, the Nuclear Threat Initiative document, is June 5th. June 5th is the day we're supposed to look out for when the outbreak is supposed to reach a peak. And we just moved into Threat Level 2, according to the CDC. So for any of your listeners out there, we're supposed to travel cautiously.
Yeah. They also announced predicted that this would kill 271 million people. But thankfully, the smallpox, quote, vaccine was reapproved in 2019. But why would the smallpox vaccine be reapproved? Oh, and by the way, conveniently, the smallpox vaccine should work for monkeypox, which we now know to being spread by homosexuals and their depravity.
Well, I'll say this, Dr. Jim Meehan, who's been on the tour, Dr. Zelenko, many of the guests you've had on your show, these doctors see patients every day. And they've been telling me that the patients who've taken the COVID-19 vaccines, aka the RNA modifying nanotechnology filled shots that are mislabeled as vaccines, common side effects include things that look like shingles. And so the actual description of the symptoms of monkeypox is analogous to the actual side effects of the COVID-19 shots, the RNA modifying nanotechnology shots. And so if your listeners today go to time2freeamerica.com/revelation, that's time2freeamerica.com/revelation. You can continue the conversation, but I want people to understand this, that inside the COVID-19 shots, there are these things called lipid nanoparticles, lipid being a fat cell and a nanoparticle. And these technologies inside the body can receive a signal now via 5G, which will cause the release of a pathogen, aka it's the that was easy button to create pandemics. So anytime someone wants to create a pandemic, they just hit the that was easy button, boop, and all of a sudden people that have the RNA modified nanotechnology shots inside their body, they release a pathogen, and all of a sudden they begin to display side effects of whatever sort of pandemic they want to create. And right now what we're heading into is a time where there are now more 5G towers and increased World Health Organization powers. And so I believe this is going to be the absolute push to destroy America. And I believe it is going to be much more intense than COVID-19. I called all my friends and family before the lockdowns, before the COVID-19 lockdowns. And I said, look, there's a document called the Rockefeller Plan, and it's based upon models that said that 2.2 million Americans would die, that those are false. The polymerase chain reaction tests they're going to use, those are false. And COVID-19 happens to be treatable with hydroxychloroquine before the lockdowns. Yeah. And people thought, you're crazy. And you know what? They followed their timeline. They're following it again. Stu, we are headed into the plandemic part two.
It's completely synonymous with everything that happened at the very beginning of COVID-19. This thing is absolutely planned. And as far as the shots are concerned, and you're talking 5G, I think that there's a very simple solution for all of this, because at first we were the platform that was really digging into what is in these syringes that is causing so much, wreaking so much havoc on the global population. But here's the deal. It doesn't even matter anymore. I mean, we've discussed graphene oxide. We've discussed envenomation. We've discussed these lipid nanoparticles. We've discussed self-aware things. There's been speculation about hydras. I mean, all kinds of gross things in these shots, right? We know that. Right. So the very simple solution here, Clay, in my opinion, is this. Nobody takes another one. Everybody responsible for inventing them, putting them together, releasing them, pushing them, lying about them, is taken into custody and arrested for plot to commit mass murder and genocide. And then they incinerate the entire supply immediately of any of these shots that are out there. I mean, stop taking them. At this point, does it really matter what is in them? Do you believe that it really matters at this point? We know that this plan is diabolical, it's cynical, it's meant for world domination, a completely subservient population, possibly control and manipulation, tracking, all of these different things, a complete violation of your rights, and also, by the way, a slow and long and painful death. Virtually everybody who has had these shots, especially those that are boosted, are going to die an early death.
Well, what I believe, it's not a positive outlook. It's just based upon facts. And by the way, folks, God wasn't surprised by this. Okay. It's called the book of Revelation. There's chapter 13, verses 16 through 18 that prophesied this. There's also the book of Daniel. It talks about the fourth kingdom. But at the World Economic Forum, Stu, PECA, P-E-K-K-A, Lundmark, said the loud part out loud. Okay. Again, COVID-19, the Great Reset, is the plan by Klaus Schwab, the founder of the World Economic Forum. And PECA was asked about the future of smartphone technology. And he blew everybody's mind because he actually said this out loud. Listen to this, folks. This is Pekka.
Talking about 6G earlier, which is around 2030. I would say that by then, definitely the smartphone as we know it today will not anymore be the usual, kind of the most common interface. Wow. Many of these things will be built directly into our bodies.
He just said, they're asking him about the future of smartphones, and the CEO of Nokia says, well, these things will be built into our bodies. And then Helen Clark from the World Economic Forum, she said that moving forward, we need to be able to deploy the World Health Organization on site. They're saying it out loud now. So what's happening, Stu? is they're saying the loud part out loud. And I want to make sure everyone understands this. COVID-19 stands for Certificate of Vaccination, IDAI. And it's to introduce three things. A thing called dataism, their new religion that you've all know Harari speaks of. It's all based upon controlling everywhere you go, putting RNA modifying nanotechnology inside your body. It has the ability to control your thoughts and to make it where you can't buy or sell without this technology inside your body. So the question I would have for everybody watching right now is, do you believe in your Bible, or have you read your Bible recently? And who am I preaching to? I'm preaching to myself. I encourage you to get your Bible out today, dust out Daniel chapter 7, read about the fourth kingdom, aka the fourth industrial revolution, and open up the book of Revelation chapter 13, and you'll see what the deep state has planned. But Stu, your show is able to share the truth because you view the Bible as the irrefutable word of God. Therefore, you have ears to hear and eyes to see what is happening. But it is impossible for people to discern if they don't know our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So I encourage everybody, Proverbs 9:10 says, "For the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of holy is understanding." And Stu, that's what I'm trying to do on our tours. That's why we're doing these events, is I'm trying to get thousands of people to come into a place. I don't take an income. I don't take a salary. And I try to provide a platform for people to hear the voice of Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and, you know, people like Dr. Carrie Madej. And sadly, or maybe encouragingly, most people tell me at the tour, they have no idea. They had no idea who these people were previous to attending. That they buy a ticket because they want to see a General Flynn or a Mike Lindell or whoever. And they get there and people have tears in their eyes because people have been, they continue to watch Fox News. And when you watch Fox News, you get manipulated. So I encourage everybody today as an action step, keep watching the Stu Peters Show, because you don't want half truth. You don't want truthiness. Two, read the Bible, because the Bible will help you have ears to hear and eyes to see. And that's how you've been able to filter all the BS, in my opinion, Stu.
I don't want to get preachy either. Okay. And I'm only speaking from personal experience. I'll never preach at you or anybody. And yes, people are going to continue watching this show because I'm not afraid of anything. I don't care. These people, these Satan worshipers, these demonic forces cannot do anything to me. But that's what I want to talk about, is this. The truest test of faith is the most difficult test of faith. And that is when in your personal lives or in your professional lives or virtually from every single angle in your life,
yeah,
these attacks are coming at you. And here's the test of faith. Will you fully trust in and strap on the armor of God and believe with every fiber in your being that it is truly impenetrable? And will you rest in the pavilion of safety that he provides? And will you wait on him? And will you fully trust in him and accept and obey his counsel every day of your life? We try to make things happen on our own. And when we try to make things happen on our own, that's when we end up in these situations. But this is the only force in your life that you must comply with. And I wear that on my sleeve every single day. I'm unashamed to talk about Jesus Christ on this show. He's my Lord and Savior. Nobody else with a platform of this magnitude is doing that. Sometimes it's to the detriment. We probably lose people saying, oh, he thinks he's a preacher now. That's not the case. I'm sharing my personal testimony, and I am so blessed by all of the testimonies that from this desk, at this show, in this studio, and in those emails that I see every day, that I'm able to watch people in the worst places of their lives, yep, come then and write to me that they have now found Jesus and that things have changed completely, that they have been saved, that they have been physically saved, that they have lived, that they have avoided certain situations. And so, again, not to be preachy here, but just to say, yep, this is, times like this are absolutely the truest, most purest form of your test of faith. Will you do it?
Stu, I can tell you this, behind the scenes at these events, I talk to a lot of the speakers, you know, like Dr. Zelenko or Simone Gold or Patrick Byrne or whatever name, you know, and it's wild because the more facts that people acquire, the more people will turn to me and they go, where's the hope? Where's the hope? And I it's almost like a revival going on backstage, but I always point people back to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 16 through 18, where Paul, who, by the way, he used to be Saul, and Saul used to feed Christians to lions before his conversion, and he wrote 13 books of the Bible, some say 14. He was beaten 39 times on 5 separate occasions, yet he still wrote this from prison. He says, "Cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers." That's tough to do, to continue giving thanks when you're going through some trouble. It says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him, and that the eyes of your understanding being lightened, that ye may know what is the hope. There it is. What is the hope? There it is. What is the hope of his calling, and what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints? And I'm telling you, Stu, at these events, we do a baptism on Friday nights. His glory, they do a baptism service. And we'll have in a crowd of 4,000 people, oftentimes we'll have 500 to 700 people getting baptized, people that haven't been to church in a decade. And I'm telling you, I am seeing what is beginning to be the biggest worldwide revival of all time, because you can't put your hope in the Federal Reserve because it's not federal and there is no reserve. You can't put your hope in college because college is controlled by Marxists. You can't put your hope in the DOJ because the DOJ looks the other way. You can't put your hope in the RNC because you have that Matt Schlapp CPAC crap. You really can't put your hope and faith in these institutions.
Listen, you can't put your faith. You cannot put your faith in any man. That's the bottom line. You can't put your faith in any man. You can't put your faith in any serum. You can't put your faith in your own personal decisions and choices. You must rest fully in him. That's all there is to it. And I haven't been to one of your events, but that's amazing if you're baptizing 700 people. And here's the other deal, is that I'm seeing it happen all over the world. More people are coming to Jesus. More people on our Rumble channel, on the Stu Peters Network, are talking about Christ every single day. More people are going to church right now than ever before. Church pastors and leaders and spiritual leaders have been telling me about the amazing amount of people that they're seeing come to God. And, you know, when you're left on your knees with nowhere else to go other than him, a lot of times that's exactly what God's plan is for you. And understanding what his timing is and what the plan is impossible, which can be frustrating at times, specifically in one's personal life. And you know what? I'm out of time here, so I got to go. But listen, the bottom line is this. Follow Jesus, accept him as your Lord and Savior, seek out the Church of Christ, get baptized, take advantage of and accept the unbelievable gift of everlasting life, conquer death itself, and incinerate every vaccine on the face of the planet. Clay Clark, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Appreciate you, Stu.
The food supply is in peril. War has wiped out grain stores. Mysterious fires have consumed dozens of processing plants. And the Biden junta is paying farmers not to grow.
We could increase and disseminate more rapidly food shortages.
But there's hope from heaven. Heavensharvest.com.
That stuff is perfect. It's 25-year shelf life. You can buy it, stick it in your closet, and forget about it.
Christian-owned, kingdom-operated, is ready to help your family prepare for famine, pestilence, and another pandemic. Join Heaven's Harvest Food Club today and enjoy the benefits of a stockpile and peace of mind. No cost, free shipping, cancel anytime, preparation on demand, water filters, seeds, and vacuum-sealed buckets of grub. Call today for 1 month's supply of food for less than the cost of a daily meal, or fill your stores for a whole year with food that lasts. Don't wait. Prepare for the devil's worst. HeavensHarvest.com, your angel investor for enduring the end times.
The most powerful alternative media platform in the world is not sponsored by Pfizer or Moderna. We don't take any globalist big corporation money, no special interests, no lobbyists, no special groups, no creative control. No, none of that. It's all you. The People's Bullhorn is not something that we just say. This show is genuinely driven by the Stu Peters Show tribe, and we want to thank you for that. Become a premium member, $10 a month. You get unlimited ad-free access to the extended interviews that I do every Saturday, plus the Dr. Jane Ruby Show, Shots Fired with Deanna Lorraine, the military-focused Richard Leonard Show, Maria Z broadcasting live from Down Under, and this guy right here, Carlos Cortez with Scriptures and Wall Street. I'm getting so many emails just today from last night's class that you put on. People are just so appreciative. They're making appointments with you left and right, and that's what people need to do. There's no committal here, but Carlos Cortez is an independent fiduciary who's not controlled by these big corporate business people, these crooks on Wall Street, right? These gangbangers, basically, is what they are, because they're manipulated by the Biden regime, and nobody is more sold out to the CCP than the Biden family. You, on the other hand, an independent fiduciary, and you're able to build a custom situation for everybody. As there's crypto crashes going on, we've got this, what is this thing that Biden is now signing? What is this thing called? It's the Secure Act.
Secure Act 2.0.
Yeah, this thing is going to kill people's retirement, but you have a solution for all of them, don't you?
Yes, we do. And in our webinar is AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. We specifically talk about this, and we've been doing this webinar for years now. And we have been saying on the webinar that, hey, they're coming for your retirements, and they're inching and inching by every bill. Every single time they print money, they have a reason and they have a way to take their money out of your retirements. And that's forced financial inoculations in your IRAs. We simply talk about that. There is always a solution. But more importantly, Stu, people need to be proactive. I mean, the recessions are called two negative quarters after it happens. So two negative quarters of GDP, then you have the definition of recession. Don't wait till the Fed says, hey, we're in a recession, because it's too late and we need to be proactive now.
They know that it's coming and everybody can see it coming. We're watching hyperinflation. We're watching $7 per gallon gasoline in California and likely not less wherever you're viewing this program from. We're watching increased taxes. We're watching $40 billion of our money be stolen. No questions allowed to be asked, just sent over to neo-Nazi Ukrainian cannibalistic war criminals. By the way, in a puppet government, similar to an Iran puppet state called Iraq, which is what we did there as well, they're soaking us dry for the benefit of the military-industrial complex, which, by the way, is lining the pockets of fat cat criminals and bureaucrats and our government fossils in our establishment, like Lindsey Graham, the Pfizer butt slut, who's been there for God knows how long and still over there shilling for these vaccines and begging and egging on war, calling for regime change and even the assassination of Vladimir Putin. All of these things at the end of the day are hurting your pocketbook, and they're going to come after your money, aren't they?
Absolutely. So we need to be proactive when it comes to not just market losses, but taxes as well. And being a sitting duck, not just from market volatility, but now we have social media risk. We have political risk affecting your portfolios. What is Elon Musk and what is the bills and gun shootings? What does it have to do with your retirement? Well, it shouldn't, Stu. We promote freedom. We promote entrepreneurship, because that's where our troops died for, is a spirit of capitalism. And we need to protect our God-fearing patriots. And, you know, I can't highly stress enough that people need to reach out to us and get a consultation.
Do it. Do it. Absolutely. AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Go there. Book your appointment with this guy right here, Carlos Cortez. AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Until tomorrow at this time, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way that you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it, maybe dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. There are those people out there. Not going to hold a gun to anybody's head. Period. We thank you for being here. Remember to fly low and avoid the radar. Pray for me. I'm praying for you. Remember, one day they're going to come for the car, and when they do...